Florence Nightingale would have been 200 today, born May 12th, 1820. And nurses, of course, have been on the front line when it comes to tackling the COVID-19 epidemic. Many have lost their lives helping patients get over the virus. It is International Nurses Day today to commemorate the birthday of Florence Nightingale. What do we know about the lady with the lamp? Let's go and talk to Richard Bates, who is an historian at the University of Nottingham. He's an expert on Florence Nightingale. Richard, afternoon.
How are you doing, Paul?
Not too bad. So I guess if you were asking 100 people to name a famous nurse, then Florence Nightingale would be on everybody's lips, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. She's the one who sort of made nursing's reputation in the 19th century, I think. She was alive when nursing was sort of at a tipping point. In the 1840s, it wasn't really a very respectable reputation profession. It wasn't something that nice girls did. When Nightingale went out to the Crimean War, that all changed, and suddenly it was a profession that was celebrated and people suddenly wanted to train in.
Her life story is quite interesting because she was born in Florence and therefore named after the city of her birth, but a family were quite wealthy, weren't they?
Yeah, so the family money came from Derbyshire. They made money in the 18th century from lead mining. And so her father inherited a fortune. And so they had two big houses, one in Derbyshire near Matlock in Lee, and one in Hampshire. And so her father led a sort of life of leisure and brought the daughters up to be sort of aristocratic young ladies. And Nightingale obviously kind of rebelled against that by wanting to go and work in hospitals.
Yes, and they didn't really want her to do that initially.
No, exactly, because of the low status that nursing had as a profession. And socially, it wasn't seen as something that upper-class young women should be doing. It was more for very sort of low-status women. Nurses had a reputation of being drunk, of being sexually promiscuous or vulnerable to sexual harassment. So really, the last thing her parents wanted her to do was to go and work in a hospital. They wanted her to, you know, marry a nice man and live on a large estate.
Dubbed the lady with the lamp at her time, you know, in the 1850s at the Crimean War. But how important was Florence Nightingale?
She was hugely important. Nursing was changing its reputation anyway, but she kind of crystallised that and presented this figure to the public. I mean, the press were very important in kind of building up her reputation, but then she did an enormous amount herself to create that. So she set up the famous Nightingale Training School for Nurses at St Thomas's Hospital, but she did an enormous amount to promote nursing, both in this country and in the rest of the world, actually.
Yeah, did a lot towards hygiene as well.
Yeah, so she was, aware of the science of her day, and one of the developments from the 1840s was hand washing. So she promoted that. She also promoted ventilation and health in people's homes. So if you read notes on nursing, it's actually really about making ordinary people's homes healthy. She told people what to put on their walls, how to make sure windows are open, that there's lots of light, what to cook, all that sort of thing. And in fact, we've just written a book about this with my team at Nottingham called Florence Nightingale at Home. So it's really about her influence on health at home and the way that she worked from home herself.
You've actually met one of her relatives, haven't you?
Yes, so her nearest living relative is a lady called Margaret Povey, who's only a couple of generations distant, and she herself was a Nightingale nurse who trained at St Thomas's, so there's quite a nice kind of continuity there, yeah.
So what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, she's a fascinating person. She's in her 80s now, I would guess, and she spent part of her life in India. So her branch of the family were... So there were some branches of Nightingale's extended family that were connected to the army. And of course, Nightingale herself had that connection to the military from the Crimean War, and that then persisted in future generations. So she had lots to say about growing up in India and her father being part of the British mission, the British army in colonial India.
A pioneer of modern nursing, but things that we might not know about Florence Nightingale, because she did a lot of writing, didn't she? A lot of it was sort of published after she died.
A lot of it was published in her lifetime as well, but she wrote a lot. She did a lot from home. This is the thing. So when she came back from the Crimean War, she was struck down with a condition called brucellosis, which is relatively easily treated now with antibiotics. But in her day, it was kind of a crippling illness that left her housebound. But she did an enormous amount of work from home. So she effectively worked on the public inquiry into the Crimean War. She ran that inquiry. Basically, she wrote the report. She then wrote these books, you know, the notes on nursing books and a book about hospitals. And she also did a lot to, for example, people in the 19th century, poor people were confined to workhouses, and so their health treatment was in infirmaries, in workhouses. And Nightingale did an awful lot to try and improve the condition of these workhouse infirmaries and to develop something that, you know, along the lines of a universal healthcare system. So she's, in that sense, a pioneer of the NHS, or at least the idea behind creating something like the NHS.
Yeah. Where would we have been without Florence Nightingale then, Richard?
That's a good question. I think nursing still would have developed as a profession, but I think her her kind of iconic image and her tireless work did a lot to accelerate the development of nursing into a really respected profession, and into a profession that was had professional independence as well. So she didn't want nurses to be sort of juniors to doctors. She wanted them to have their own independent authority structure, and she promoted a lot of women within that structure. So nursing without Nightingale would have probably developed in a different way, and may well have been a sort of less well-regarded career.
Well, nurses getting an awful lot of credit for what they're doing on the front line at the moment. I think looking down, Florence Nightingale will be proud. Richard Bates, who's an historian, does anybody know more about Florence Nightingale in this country than you, Richard?
In this country, not so many. There is a Canadian professor called Lynn McDonald who edited the collected works, and there's a guy called Mark Bostridge who wrote a biography. If people want to know more, we have a website at www.florencenightingale.org, and we've just released a bunch of content today from an exhibition that would have been a physical exhibition, but it's now a virtual exhibition. So if people want to go and look at that and read some of the stuff we've got, then go to www.florencenightingale.org.
Richard, thanks for taking time out. Great to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
Richard Bates, an historian at the University of Nottingham, expert on Florence Nightingale.